the things that most irritate our pilots can find a solution and a targeted approach.
This is APA Communications Director Greg Overman back with a new edition of 5x5. Today's topic, the targeted approach to Section 6 negotiations that the APA Board of Directors has stipulated for our negotiating team. And to help clear up any member misconceptions about what is meant when we say targeted approach, we have APA President Captain Eric Ferguson and Captain John Owens, who serves as the Deputy Chair of our Communications Committee, on hand to explain. Gentlemen, very timely topic, so let's get into it.
Thank you, Mr. Overman. As always, I appreciate the opportunity to speak with yourself and Captain Ferguson on behalf of the membership. I noticed it's starting out to be a busy 2022 for APA. We had a board meeting last week, nothing this week. I know there's a large conference that many of the volunteers are at today, this week, and then another board meeting next week. Can you talk to that, Captain Ferguson? Tell us what's going on.
Sure. Thank you, Captain Owens. And again, thank you, Mr. Overman, for the opportunity and help here speaking to the members. So last week, I called the board into session. I've written a bit about this, but I'll recap it very quickly. I called the board into session to ensure that it is on, that everyone's on the same page with regard to the targeted approach. As everyone is aware, we've had to, let's just say, recalibrate our proposals a little bit since the openers in 2019, since the openers were served actually in January 2019. 2019 passed with very little progress. 2020 arrived. At the very end of January, we started getting indications that something was amiss globally and it might affect travel. You know, we shut down the China flying and then we moved from there. Just a couple months later in March, the global pandemic was declared. But even at the end of February, the company was trying to push its comprehensive proposal that it gave to us. And I'm holding up air quotes because it was a comprehensive proposal that was basically a cover sheet, three pages of bullet points, and some pay scales that it called a comprehensive proposal. And the board was not impressed. I wasn't impressed because it failed to answer the questions and failed to address the concerns of the membership, which had been validated through surveying and polling and conversations. You know, we had on the table what was likely to be the biggest gain and in airline history. So we were looking for the biggest, richest pilot contract addressing every single angle. Since then, a global pandemic has occurred and we've lost time. We've also had record inflation, as everyone knows, and Uncle Sam paid our wages for 18 months. So the negotiating committee suggested back in June of this year that we recalibrate the areas we want to focus on and perhaps go for a short-term deal. And so the targeted approach was accepted or was suggested, and that was accepted by the board. And that's the path that we are currently on.
Thank you, Captain Ferguson. That sounds like a very worthy activity for the board on behalf of the pilots. You mentioned the targeted approach, and I know we've heard of that for quite some time. I wonder if you could just give us a little bit more detail of what the term targeted means. I think some of our pilots may be confused by that.
Okay, thank you, we'll do. So first off, I don't make these decisions, the board does. The negotiating committee recommended, the board approved. But having said that, I do support it given the very real circumstances and backdrop that we are find ourselves in right now. So I'll kind of recap what the targeted approach is focused on. And that would be, of course, Section 3, including that's our pay or as well as compensation items. So obviously an increase in hourly rates of pay, profit sharing, retroactive compensation, possible overrides for a 321 XLR or perhaps other aircraft as well. Snap-up provisions are things that are being talked about in Section 3. Section 4C, which is sequence protection, you know, modifying or reducing the replacement flying window, the RFW, you know, talking about eliminating the requirement for mutual agreement for a pilot to decline sequence protection, that's mutual agreement with the company. You know, notification requirements for Section 4C, procedures for assigning the replacement flying, simplifying that process. Section 9, vacation, you know, amending the accrual schedule. Also, perhaps increasing the rounds of bidding from going from the two rounds here to perhaps four rounds. Pay and credit. What are we going to increase the pay and credit to from the current value? Talk of maybe a 515 pay and credit, which would alleviate line compression and some of the issues faced, particularly by reserves. Sick leave is one of the things we're seeking to increase the rate of accrual possible. The premium pay sick leave penalty that exists in 15IA, let's talk about removing that, maybe changing the rapid reaccrual triggers or the rapid reaccrual amount commensurate with the increased accrual. Remember, it's 5 hours a month payable at at the beginning of the next year. So it's 60 hours a year, which you don't get into January the next year. So perhaps a month by month accrual are things that are being discussed. Also section 15, which is scheduling, trying to cure some of our reserve issues, the filling of open time issues of particular irritant for our pilots is reassignments, trying to figure out a way to make reassignments more palatable. We'd love to eliminate them outright, but that's not necessarily in the realm. But what might be is premium for all reassigned flying. Some other constraints on that versus what we have today is, as everyone knows, we don't make any premium for a reassignment until any actual flying done after the original sign out of the original footprint. And I mean, that's hardly adequate. It needs to have something that provides an incentive to keep the pilot on the trip and a compensation for when a pilot is removed from a sequence, not removed, but the sequence is altered from what they were awarded or assigned. Section 17, that's vacancies, displacements, reinstatements, furloughs, and recalls. We have issues with the difference between the vacancy message and the actual final vacancy award. We're going to find a way to tighten that up, likely increase from a minimum of three per year to something higher than that, maybe once a quarter or at least four per year. The award procedure as well. We're probably talking about a 24-month deal with an early opener. And one of the big issues, again, going back, that one of the big ticket items that has been of high importance to our pilots from the beginning is benefits, whether it's long-term disability, life insurance, retiree health, things like that. So we think in the realm of achievable would be an increase of LTD benefits with numerous improvements and not just dealing with the cap amount of $8,000 today, increasing that substantially, but other improvements to LTD. Life insurance, right now it's $70,000 is the contractually provided life insurance, increasing that substantially to something more like $500,000 perhaps. And exploring other possibilities in the way of benefits. So if you could capture gains in all of these areas, and by the way, hotels is not on that list, but I can tell you that there has been headway made on the hotel requirements and minimum specifications, substantially so. So the things that most irritate our pilots can find a solution and a targeted approach. And again, one of the things that cannot be left behind is compensation. As we are well aware, 20 and 21 are historically high, particularly 21. In fact, the numbers as we sit here today, the numbers came out this morning, 7% inflation in 2021 with the CPI number. Every day goes by without a raise is a day we actually make less money. So we have to make up for inflation and make gains on top of that. We are flying almost full schedule and our airplanes are almost full. And despite the pandemic and the environment, things are turning around where the company is without excuse. And frankly, the company has also shown a willingness to really bargain with us lately.
Well, sir, you know, from a perspective of targeted, one makes it sound like it's limited. That sounds very comprehensive. Covers a lot of things that address quality of life, obviously financial implications, and not to mention, you know, the long-term disability, especially in this time of COVID and uncertainty. So sounds like the targeted approach is a pretty comprehensive approach. You agree with that?
Yes, John, it is comprehensive. It is just more focused than our original openers that were served back in 2019. And I'll give you a couple of examples of things that aren't in there or were not mentioned. We were looking at Section 5, which is pay and credit for pilot relieved of flying duties. Some changes there. Section 6, training, pay and credit in those areas. Section 7, you know, expenses went away from base, which obviously those have increased as well, but they're just not in the realm, and they didn't hit a very high priority in 2019. And polling shows, the ongoing polling kind of shows that it's not a high priority today either. Let's see. Moving expenses, actually, there's been some headway on the moving expenses section anyway, not substantial, but there's something there. I will talk about section 11, leaves of absence. Let's see, I'm going to skip 12 and come back to that in a second, as well as section 19, which is miscellaneous flying, jump seat, deadhead, travel. Section 20, which is physical examinations, that needs attention. Okay, the way that's done here, it's anachronistic. It doesn't line up. The words on the page do not line up with what we do today. And in 2019, we thought, well, let's get all this fully hammered out. But it is meaningful to both the company and the association to hammer that out. But we aren't willing to put everything else on hold to work through those details at this point. Section 21, discipline, grievance, hearings, and appeals. It could use some work. There were quite a few bullet points. If you want to go back and look at our openers from 2019, in the realm of Section 20 and Section 21, Section 23, System Board of Adjustment. And so those are things that we're not talking about. And one of the things I didn't mention in the targeted approach is Section 12. Section 12B is where our check airmen are found. I will tell you, and I wrote this in an update last week, the board is keenly interested in making improvements there. But at the same time, the feeling is, and the consensus is, that has been neglected by the company and the association through multiple cycles of bargaining. And I characterize that too as an anachronism. It's just out of place in time. Whereas, for instance, 9222, that's what a check airman can make with no ability to make premium, very, you know, working a lot of days to do that, very limited ability to change the schedule. Again, no ability to earn premium, just absolutely inflexible. It doesn't work, doesn't pay what even the average in some bid statuses do. So that needs serious revision. The company acknowledges that, the association acknowledges that, but the way I characterize it, and I seem to have support from the board, I think the board views it this way as well, and perhaps even the company, that is something has to come off the company's side of the ledger. So the way I envision this working out is intense negotiations here starting next week on the targeted approach, starting on the 17th, 5 days a week for 4 weeks minimum. It's going to be offsite, neither at the company nor APA here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And they're going to hash through the targeted approach, complete that, perhaps take a very brief pause, and then come back and tackle Section 12, particularly Section 12B, so that the gains to be made there for our check airmen are not charged against the average line pilot, the non-check airman pilot. So it's the company's bill to pay. So the smarter way to do this is to not mix those things together. So before the board considers an agreement and an agreement is sent to the membership for ratification, it will include all the items mentioned at the beginning of this podcast on the targeted approach and found the outline, plus Section 12B in particular, improvements which must be made to be considered by the membership. So you can see the targeted approach doesn't leave out much. But it's not a top to bottom rewrite of the agreement. And it doesn't address some of the things that are irritants that do need to be improved. But a decision was made by the leadership. And again, at the recommendation of the negotiating committee to go ahead and work on a deal in these areas, because it'll be the most meaningful gains for the greatest number of pilots. So if we can work a deal here, and expectations are high that the company is ready to bargain, and of course, the association is always ready to bargain, and we have the bandwidth to bargain and the talent in-house and among our SMEs and committee members to get a job done that will be considered by the membership and ideally overwhelmingly ratified.
I'm really glad you talked about the check airman, Captain Ferguson, because that is an issue that a lot of our pilots think, you know, a word that we don't like to use in union business, which is leverage. But we've heard that. But what it sounds like is it's a very smart financial decision on behalf, you know, the board and the national officers made here, in that what I understood you to say was this: we are not going to allow the check airman issue, which is a major issue and is 100% the company's to fix. We're not going to allow that to detract from the targeted area.
Oh,
financial.
That's exactly it. Very well said. I have nothing to add there. Again, I consider that the gains to be made in a targeted approach, in addition to gains to be made in a very targeted area of Section 12.
Great. Well, it sounds like we're all reading from the same flight plan, which is always beneficial to get us to that destination. Well, thank you again for another informative discussion. As always, I would be remiss if I didn't remind everyone to please pay attention to the Weekly Digest. And we look forward to talking with you in the very near future. Thank you, Captain Ferguson, and thank you, Mr. Overman.
Once again, thank you so much, Captain Ferguson and Captain Owens, for taking the time to detail the targeted approach. Excellent job explaining what it means for our members who are listening. That's it for now. We're signing off. Thanks for tuning in.